The life of a caregiver. It is something you're thrown into without warning, plunging you into an unknown world that is terrifying. I was blindsided and unprepared when Dan, my husband of just 5 months, suffered a severe traumatic brain injury from a car accident. He had just gone down the road to get a pizza and never returned. As I began to panic and as the minutes turned into an hour and longer, wondering where he was, my brothers had gone out looking for him and found the accident scene. By the time I got to the hospital, I couldn't help thinking the worst had happened. They ushered me into a tiny room with a chaplain, and I knew enough that was not a good sign. They later told me the severity of his injuries, and the prognosis for his life was bleak. He had major frontal lobe damage that produced significant deficits cognitively and behaviorally that included diminished executive functioning and reasoning skills, personality changes, mood swings, and anger management issues. He was just 26 years old. Shortly after his injury, I made a promise to Dan that I would keep the vows I made when I married him. I chose to be his caregiver every day from that point forward, even though it was and has been the hardest thing I've ever had to do. You're thrown into a world foreign to you and having to learn about something you've had no previous knowledge about. On the one hand, you're so grateful and thankful that your loved one survived, but on the other hand, it is daunting to see the life ahead of you. Brain injury is complex, and there is grief over your loved one's injury. You grieve for that person every single day. You grieve for what happened to them. You grieve for the past life you had, knowing you will never have anything like that again. You also grieve for the future that you know will never happen. That is a tough one. Grieving for a future that you know has no hope, no possibilities. You are grieving for what once was and for what will never be. At the same time, that is the terribly painful reality of living with brain injury. The life of a caregiver can be emotionally difficult and isolating. It's hard work day in and day out. It's hard to live with the responsibility of taking care of him and making sure he's safe. It's hard to manage his schedule, making sure his days are occupied and that his rides are taken care of. It's hard to schedule his many appointments and make sure he gets to all of them, especially when he is resistant to going. It's hard to listen to the doctors and to process the sometimes complicated info they give to make a right decision about Dan's care. It's hard to manage the household, to manage the finances, to manage the major decisions of the family. And it's hard to live with someone that often feels like a complete stranger to you. It's hard to look at your best friend, the man you married, and say, "Who are you?" It's hard to look into his eyes and wonder where he is. It's hard to have hope about the future. I spent 25 years married to Dan, trying my best to be a good caregiver and to offer love and support and care. Our relationship had changed into one of parent-child, and there was frustration and resentment on his part in having to accept my help, and oftentimes he expressed that he did not want to be married to me as it was too difficult to have the responsibility of being a husband. Although I supported him and honored my vows to him even when it was hard, I could not do it in the context of marriage, and we ended up getting a divorce. Before our divorce, Dan was having a particularly difficult time managing his outbursts, and I felt the weight of his anger and frustration. His brother Eddie agreed to move in to be there for Dan and to also try to alleviate the stress and burden that I was feeling when Eddie moved, and he began to experience the daily struggles of brain injury alongside of me, quickly gained knowledge about it, and then jumped right in to help me with the situation and offer his support. After he began living with us, he sensed the pain and trouble that was within our household and how difficult it was to live with brain injury. With Eddie being my brother-in-law, someone I've known all of my adult life, he became a friend and confidant to me that I could trust, talk to, and even pour my heart out to with the struggles I was facing with Dan. It was a wonderful thing that I had someone in the house that I could talk to on a normal level, and there was such a relief and comfort that I felt with him there. He was there for Dan, helping him and supporting him in regards to his brain injury, while at the same time was there for me in ways that no one had been before. As you might have guessed, Eddie and I ended up getting married and are now taking care of Dan together. The three of us worked through this, and Dan is relieved and grateful that Eddie is loving and taking care of both of us. We look at it as Eddie being able to step in on behalf of his brother and to fulfill the wedding vow to me that Dan had been unable to keep and could not fulfill on his own. In addition, I have been able to honor my promise to Dan about never leaving or abandoning him. Eddie and I thought long and hard about this and decided that because we are a family and we love Dan, Together we will continue to take care of and provide for him the best way we can for the rest of his life, and therefore allow me to keep that promise that I made to him long ago. Even though our marriage ended, our relationship changed into something healthier that allowed for healing. We made the difficult decision to place Dan in a group home, but that ended up being the best decision we could have made for him. He has thrived there, and we have comfort knowing that he is in a safe environment, with structure and even friendships with his roommates. Dan and I are still connected in a special way, as Eddie and I continue to be very much involved in his daily life and making sure he is being taken care of in the best possible way. Whether we are married or not, I will always love and care for Dan no matter what, and will be there for him always. More about Cheryl Fagan. My name is Cheryl Fagan, I'm 54 years old and I currently live in a suburb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I work as a post-closing coordinator for a large real estate firm title company. My husband Dan sustained a traumatic brain injury in 1993, and I began my caregiving life at the age of 24.